knowledge is the secret of transformation. If you are receiving the right and positive knowledge, you will be transformed into a better version of you. So the knowledge that you are receiving must bring transformation, and you must decide to renew your mind so that you are changed into a better version of you. So whatever you receive in form of knowledge will either deform you or transform you. There's always a better version of you that you must become. If you're a child of God, you must understand that until you leave this earth, there is always room for improvement. You must always crave to see a better version of you. Hallelujah.
Now, your word in season.
Lord Jesus, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Good to see you in church Wednesday evening. Amen. All right. Last Sunday, I started to discuss how we can become better versions of our spirits, right? So tonight, we're just going to add a little detail to it. The quality of your spirit will affect every other area of your life as a child of God. Okay, so it's important to become better versions of ourselves as far as our spirits are concerned. So when we speak of becoming better versions of ourselves, we are talking about spirit, soul, body. Okay, holistic upgrade. I think all of us in the physical, we want new things. And even with the things of this world, when better versions are released, we want those ones. Yes. You see. Don't always say me the idea. Don't be like that. You see. There are some people, they only portray as if they like old things. Huh? Have you ever heard that statement, good old days? Have you heard that statement before? Good old days. Thank God for the old days. But come on, how can the old days be better than now? Come on. Good old days. There are many beautiful conveniences that we have now that the good old days didn't have. Good old days. Look at the blessing of the internet. What is good about the old days? Were you there? And most of the time, some people never want to change their way of thinking. They always want to dwell in the past. Good old days. I like better versions. Do you like better versions? Better versions. Hallelujah. Beautiful. So your spirit, the quality of your spirit, you should always see your spirit, see an upgrade. It's very important. And last Sunday, I showed you several ways of doing that. Okay? The scripture we read in 2 Peter, let's read it again. So remember, God doesn't want us to stay on the same level in all three realms. He will want us to be better. Okay. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we read that scripture. Let's read from verse 8. I think we read verse 8, verse 10. Okay. Verse 8, 9, 10. Then we went back to read from verse 4. I personally believe that scripture is something that you must pay attention to as a child of God. For if these things be in you, so your inner life, you see, the problem of a child of God is not outward, it is the inner life. So when we have become better versions of ourselves inwardly, it will affect our outward life. Do you understand?
Yes.
So the inner qualities, very, very important. I've met children of God who have no focus on developing these inner qualities, but they really speak in tongues. All right? He speaks in tongues, but he's so jealous. Jealousy has eaten him or her like cankerworm. Jealousy. Envy. So he doesn't want the progress of others. But he's a Christian. Oh. So he realizes that he lacks these things. You see, probably when you look at the person, you may never think that that thing is there until these things start manifesting, that these things are not in him or her. You realize, there's something wrong. Eh? Yeah. Wait till the person who is really showing power start living immoral. Then you say, the inner qualities. How can the same stream bring forth bitter water and sweet water? So now you realize that becoming a better version of the person's inward being is much more important than the show. I hope you are getting the point. I pray you get it. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you. So now, you will not be barren. You will not be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, if these things be in you and abound. So he doesn't want them to just be in you. You should be abounded. That means become better. Have a better version all the time. Abound means don't stay on the same level. All right? And I said, these things, they are not material. These things are inward. It is qualities of our spirit. Okay?
Yes.
So, look at verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind.
Wow.
And cannot see afar off. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. That means, you see, you are no longer the old man. You are the new man. And you have put on the new man. You have killed the old man and all his deeds are dead. Eh? So the old man should not be manifesting. Who should be manifesting? The new man. The new man that is recreated in the image of Christ Jesus. That is what should be manifesting. It says, if you lack these things, then you are blind. Then you have forgotten that Jesus even purged you from the old man. Huh? The next verse. Who, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Huh? Give diligence. Be hardworking towards that. To make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never. Wow. It sounds like that means we are immune against failure. Once these things are in you and they abound, it's like immunity against failure. You get the point?
Yes.
Yeah. Immunity against failure. Oh, I love that. Immunity against failure. Immunity against falling. Huh? Wow. So we went to look at these things. Let's start from verse 5. Verse 5. Go to verse 5. And beside all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue. Moral excellence. Huh? You must be excellent morally. I think when I was dealing with embracing pressure, I spoke about. Go and listen to that message again, okay? And to virtue, knowledge. Huh? If these things be in you and abound. And to knowledge, temperance. You remember temperance? And gratia. That word is If you remember that word, you remember what we discussed. Okay? Engratia. You have self-control. You can control yourself. Control yourself. You see, it comes back to you. Control yourself. You can control yourself. You can control yourself and you won't do things that you are not supposed to. You can control yourself. But that control is not from the outside. It's from where? Inside. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. You see, it says, if these things be in you. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Last Sunday, I explained all this, so I'm not going into it again, but I'm just bringing it to your mind. And to brotherly kindness, charity, which is love. Okay? Beautiful. So tonight, let me just add a little detail to it. Then we will continue on Sunday. So what proceeds from your spirit would eventually govern your whole life. Okay? So you must always have a better version of your inner being. Okay? Paul the Apostle said, though, he says, for this cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. And last Sunday I showed you the renewals of the Holy Ghost that goes on within. All right? The inward man is renewed. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not. We don't faint. We don't give up. We don't grow weary. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. We go through renovations, right? We become better versions of ourselves spiritually. Amen. Good. So your spirit is so cardinal. Now, when you read the scriptures and you see hat, say hat. Say hat. Hat is actually spirit and soul. Okay? Though you can divide spirit and soul, but you realize that those who do psychology, they have what they call the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. When you come to spiritual terms, the spirit of man is the subconscious. The soul of man, which has its seat, okay, in the brain, which is the organ, okay, is the conscious mind. Are you following that thing? So there's the subconscious and the what? And the conscious. So you realize that the subconscious and the conscious, they can be separated, and they most of the time are also together. All right? But most of the time you realize that what has really dominated your subconscious is what eventually controls your conscious. So what you allow through your conscious mind sinks, as it grows weightier, sinks into the subconscious and it stays there. So there are all manner of things in the subconscious. But the one that has a lot of weight, you see, would eventually control the conscious. I hope you are getting the point. So when you hear heart is spirit and soul. All right? So the word of God says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That means anything that would control your life would actually come from your heart. And I said your heart is both. Are you getting the point? Which in psychology they will call and the. All right? Good. So a lot of us, there are things in our subconscious that currently rule us. But it is ruling us unconsciously. Let me say it again. Okay? Because it has so gone deep into your subconscious that now you are living it unconsciously. It's like it has become your very way of life. Are you getting the point? Amen.
Amen.
Good. So, your heart. So he says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So now, to become a better version of you, you must check what is going inside. Because we will not, please hear me, we will not see what is going inside until it shows up. So you can never tell me you just became. It is what you have been, that when it has fully matured. So Jesus said, what goes into a man like food does not defile the man. What proceed out of the man's heart defiles the man. But if the man had not been receiving things into his spirit, hello, which was actually conditioning his spirit, not into a better version, but degrading him, he wouldn't have manifested that. So whatever proceeds from you is a sign of the state of your spirit. That doesn't make sense. Okay. So, can I say this? Actually, your flesh is not the problem. It is the quality of your spirit. Because if the quality of your spirit is good, you can control your flesh. So, any man that is not committing fornication or adultery has a certain quality of spirit. Yeah. I said man, let me leave it with the man. I won't come woman. But you know, man is not gender. Man is both male and what? Female. Because look at Jesus. Matthew, he says, not that which goeth into the mouth defile a man, but that which cometh out of the word. The mouth, this defileth. Huh? Come on, talk to me. So when a man speaks, you can say, Die wa kwa emu nye kura u. Ede na huye. Die pie yenu. Die wa kumen mi na ye debe. Because Yesu say, die ashe kumani muma. Na ebusu no. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't, it's not blasphemy, but listen, Jesus didn't exhaust all of that, because Jesus said, what cometh, what the heart is full of is what the mouth speak. I tell you, what the heart is full of is what the waist speaks. Anyway. But maybe if your mind is there. Because look at something. Matthew 15, 10 to 11. Jealousy, envy, the heart, all of it has its source from the heart. You know, sometimes I wonder, why don't you want somebody else to do well? Because you... Like, I don't get it. What you want to do, or you don't want another person to do, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Probably it's the quality of my spirit that is not making me get that one. But somebody else, if somebody doesn't calm down, they are not comfortable. It's like they must calm down. No. I was saying something. I said, maybe one of my weaknesses is that I don't know how to keep good things to myself. Once it is good, I must share it with somebody so that the person too will prosper with it. The quality of your spirit. You are doing well. You don't want the other person to do well. Hey. You have money, you don't want somebody else to have money. You have business, you don't want the other person to have business. What kind of person? Your heart is not correct. What is not correct? The quality of your spirit, there's a problem. That you have married, you have your own wife. A young lady is also looking for somebody to love her so that she also become a wife to a responsible man. Now you want to use your wife and use that lady too. And you know that lady, you cannot marry that lady. You see, your heart. I don't care how much power you say you have. Your heart is not correct. The quality of your spirit, there's something wrong with the quality of your spirit. Yes, and you must become a better version of yourself. Is somebody listening at all? People of God. Matthew, there was an argument. The Jews were arguing with Jesus that the disciples were eating with unwashed hands. And he said, have you gone to the mechanic shop before? Where there are a lot of fitters. They don't wash their hands. Sometimes I wonder why they don't get sick. Hey! When food arrives, they just wipe their... And they don't get sick. Afra umumujano. So Jesus said, no, don't be concerned about what somebody is eating with unwashed hands. He said, what actually proceeds from a man? The heart. That is what really defiles a man. Then look at the things that proceed. Let's read from verse 16 of Matthew 15. So from now, how do you judge that your spirit is growing in quality? So now you are going to do qualitative analysis. How do you see that my spirit is growing in quality? What comes out of you? Measure yourself first. Measure yourself first. From morning till evening. Are you following what I'm trying to say? Yeah. You don't have patience. That is the quality of your spirit. Yeah. So for me, every week you must do quality check. Yes, quality management. TQM. Total quality management. We should know, okay, what is the quality of my spirit? What is coming out? How do we know the quality of your spirit? What comes out of you? What comes out of you? Eh? So Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Verse 17. Do not ye understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought? You know drought? Yes. But those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Go. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Sometimes it's amazing. Those you think are audacious. Hey! You get close to them and it's like, only what is inside here? Evil thoughts. Murders. I know you won't kill anybody, isn't it? You are a good person. You will not kill anybody. But the Bible says, anybody that calls his brother a fool is a murderer. So, the next time you call somebody fool, you are careful because, hey. Okay, now, does that mean that we cannot call people fool? Be careful, you can justify the foolery. Because Jesus, what Jesus said was that if you can call your brother a fool without explanation, now look at this. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall call his brother raka, raka means useless, stupid, tibon koso, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of hellfire. Anyway, let's get back to the Matthew 15 where we're reading. Adulteries. What is adulteries? Do you know adulteries? You have a wife. Adulteries. Do you know where adultery starts? It doesn't start by the committing of it. It starts with. Because you can undress a woman and sleep with her in your mind. I hope you are getting the point. You see, the quality of your... You cannot tell me, I love God. And the quality of your spirit will show. This thing that you are doing, you know you have a wife. What? Why? Adulteries. Then the junior brother. Fornications. The undergraduate. This one is postgraduate. So please don't deceive yourself that I love God. If you love God, the quality of your spirit will show it. How would it show it? What comes out? So if you are falling into any of this, you repent. Say, Father, forgive me. Okay. If you're a young man or a young woman, let me talk about this area of sex more. This area of sex. You are very okay if you have sexual drive. God put it there. If you don't have it, we must pray for you. The gift of feeling, the feeling to have sex is a gift. It's in every person. Except you don't have desire and you are a celibist. You know, celibacy means the guy has taken a vow because but the desire to have sex is in, if you don't have it, you are sick. You are sick. But that desire doesn't mean you just go around. No, 1,000 times no. But what will control that? The quality of your spirit. So I don't commit adulteries, because no, I don't see any other woman. What do you mean? Am I blind? I see many women. I mean, there are only two kinds of people, male and female, on earth. So if you don't see male, who do you see? But you see, the quality of my spirit says that this new man doesn't live this way. You see, the fear of God is a quality of your spirit. I can't do this against God and against my wife. Oh, yes. Nobody can tell me that when you get married, the desire to have sex and you even think that you must have variety leaves you. It doesn't go anywhere. It is with you. But that thing is of the old man. The new man. Oh. I hope I'm... Many married people. I don't have the statistics. To be very frank, I don't have the data to prove what I'm saying. But per the things that are coming out, It's as if married men have lost the fear of God. Abba! And a term, an evil term has become normal. Side chick. People have gone. Thefts. All these are things that proceed. They don't proceed from the flesh. They proceed from where? The heart. False witness. I'd say me wouldn't him. Hey, let me walk. Blasphemies. Issues that makes the name of God be brought into contempt. Go. These are the things which defile a man. Oh boy. Defile a man. So don't let somebody tell you, oh, you pray kwa a good movie. These are the things that defile a man. Are you getting the point? Don't let somebody tell you if you use deodorant, a good movie. You see, they have removed the quality of the spirit and brought it into canal things. If you use penning cream, you have defiled yourself. These are the things which defile a man. There are some things that God told his people that was within their cultural setting and things. That is not for, it's for a lot of debate and considerations. But you see, if you come and tell me that somebody is chewing pig, so you go to hell. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Okay. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, we are rounding up. He tells us the works of the flesh, and he tells us the fruit of the spirit. So, if the quality of your spirit is always seen an upgrade, you will see that you will be bearing forth more of the fruit of the spirit. Because now, the spirit, in 1 Corinthians 6:17, what does he say? He says, now he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So if his spirit is one spirit with your spirit, that means his spirit must find expression through your spirit. Are you getting the point? Okay. Let's read it. Galatians 5. Let's start from, okay. So now the works. Can we start from verse 14? Do you love the Bible?
Yes.
Please, we are reading Galatians chapter number 5, verse 14, please. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 15. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So the flesh has lusts. But if you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lusts of the... Yes. When would the lust of the flesh ever stop? No. Till you go to heaven. As a child of God. You know, I think that one misconception about being a child of God is that enka uba Kristo munananka. No, nanka. What me a focus? What's your sassy so quantity? Now, whom home the tea depend your way, Mono? Forget it. A day. Huh? A day. So he says, walk. What is walk? Paripateo, walk, prove your ability. You see, It is in you to walk. You have strong legs. But you can decide not to walk, but to crawl. So now we've told you, you have what it takes to walk. So prove your ability to walk. Huh? Yes. So you have the ability to control the lust of the flesh. Say, I have the ability.
To control
the lust of the flesh. Yeah, so you cannot come and tell me that, Pastor Minimo, I don't know, I'm a man. You see, I'm a man. I'm a man. Men of God are saying they are men. What should the children of God say? Is that the reason why he's doing that is because he's a man. He cannot stop what... Really? Really? Then it's dangerous, oh. Anyway, I won't say much. Verse 17. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. Should I? Your body, though your body can be called flesh, that there's a technicality. Your body itself, your body itself doesn't have the authority to decide what it wants. It is you that lives inside that decides what the body should want and what it should do. Listen carefully. So the body is neutral. The moment you switch inwardly towards lust, it becomes flesh. If you don't allow it to do what it wants, it is body. I want you to get it. I want you to get it. If you get that technicality, it will be very powerful. So if I want to do evil things, now flesh is at work. That means I can define flesh to be the tilting of the mind towards evil and not necessarily the body. Let me say it again. I hope I'm not disturbing you. Yes, your mind must work. Your mind must work. I can define flesh as the tilting of the mind towards evil, not the body. So your body, man. So you can't say, yeah, then I'm a share. Many way. It's not many way. And I hope you are getting the point. Free say. Se wa jine and pese be shank when ni only problem. One tia see. And kawa wa jina and pese ebe ya body way or tene baby. O tene baby. Ofa ofuna. On sa only 2 minutes obe kwa kobo. www.bbb.com. What did you catch it and say, bo? And I won't sound so here today. A boy, yeah? I hope you are following what I'm saying. So don't beat your body, control your flesh, which is the tilting of your mind towards evil. And yes, all the time we will be blaming our body. It is not the body. It is the heart. Kakushka disa? Ikalatisa? He says, for the flesh lusted against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another. So that they cannot do the things that ye would. Wait. Okay, the next verse. And if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Huh? Hallelujah. Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Show. So it's not body. It's not body. Because these are the same set of things that Jesus spoke about that they proceed from the heart. So it's not the body. It's still the heart matter. The works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Postgraduate. you see the first manifestation. Look. I don't want to read there. I think all married people should be sat down after they've married and say, look, the desire for other people have not gone away. So be careful. Focus only on your wife. Tell yourself, my wife alone. Tell yourself, my wife alone. 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 My husband alone. My husband alone. My husband alone. My husband alone. My then, undergraduate, fornication. Have you seen him there? The two, they are together all the time. Uncleanliness, lasciviousness. I think I should take time to explain these words one by one, because sometimes when you read them like this, it's like, what are they? Uncleanliness, okay, lasciviousness, what is it? But maybe I will not do it tonight because of time, but I'll do it. Okay. So there are some things that may not appear here, but they are inside some of the words. So you may not see homosexuality here, but it's inside a word. You may not see pornography, but it is inside a word. You may not see smoking, but it is inside a word. So the words are broad. They cover several things. I hope you are getting the point. Hallelujah. Okay. So I'll take time out and handle those things so that you... Okay, let's go on. So uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry. That is abosonsom, okay? Witchcraft. Okay, go on. Hatred. Where is it coming from? When the quality of your spirit sees an upgrade, such things will leave you. In the meantime, will be a ka. What time? Tell yourself, look, why do I hate you? I don't hate you. But for the sake of peace, tram baby. Do you know there's a difference? It's not everywhere that Jesus will go. That was wisdom. Because he knows that if he cried, doesn't want to kill them, they want to kill him. So it's not that he hates them, but he will not give himself to them. I hope you are getting the point.
Yes.
Yeah. For example, the person has really shown that he wants to kill you and he gives you water and you drink. No, I won't drink. I don't hate you, but I won't drink your water because you have shown me that. Okay, so hatred. Variance. Hatred. I think hatred there. Emudaho. Variance. When we say variance, what it means is opentokwa. You are quarrelsome, contentious. Fighter. Emulation. When we say emulations, what it means is jealousy. You are jealous. Yeah. Then what? Rats. Okay? A buffo show. Oh, the end is show. Then what? Strive. Okay? create confusion, strife, sedition. Sedition. It's basically in the same family. He brings disunity. Okay. Heresies. Okay. Heresies. You propound theories even about God that are not true. Envies. When we say you are envious, what does it mean? You hate the progress of another so much that it makes you sick. Why is he prospering? I hate it. Then by the time you realize, you want to kill. Envy wants to kill. Look, it's not necessary. Abba. The next one is what? Murders. The imudaho. Drunkenness. A bro. Revelings. That means you like riots. Okay. And such like. Okay. Such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But you see, that's not my focus. You are saved. You, these things are not in you. Verse 22. This is what I want you to see. 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So if we want to know the quality of a man's spirit, if you want to see a man's spirit, a woman's spirit is always being upgraded, check his love levels. Does he love people? Joy. Are you filled with joy? Joy is, do you celebrate what God has said over what looks like can give you happiness? Because sometimes joy is there, but happiness is not yet there. Happiness is the celebration with a particular circumstance. But joy is constant, and it is from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So when joy is in place, it is difficult to tobaha. Do you know tobaha? Do you know watobaha? Watobaha, like wapaba, like wabre, like upe so jim. Do you understand the point? But when the joy of the Lord is there, irrespective of what is happening, I celebrate God, for my day will come. Are you getting the point? Now he says peace. So whenever you lose your peace, every time you lose your peace over some small issue, you lose your peace. Unnecessary things. You lose your peace over unnecessary things. Unnecessary things. Should I give you a simple example? Simple example. Always marriage comes to me, but today let me step out of and talk about something small. You lose your peace. Hello. And I'm a son diapana. Hey. How can you lose your peace over such a news? You've lost your peace. You see, it shows the quality of your spirit. Anything can bring a whom to take away your peace. You didn't mind me at all. Somebody reached me and said, two pastors met her. When the two pastors met her, one said, this. Then the other said, this. So I asked her, so what do they mean? I don't know what you were expecting to hear from me, but you are coming to tell me what other pastors said, right? So I said, what do they mean? I said, this is your attitude of you want to hear what this one said, this one said, this one. You'll be confused. By the time you realize, you are confused. Because what they even told you, there's no direction. It's not bringing any direction. You know, there are some people, they always want to hear. Once we say this one is a part, they want to hear what they have to. What they call so? By the time you realize, you are confused. One will say, go and jump. One will say, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. These are qualities of the spirit. Meekness. Have you seen temperance there again? Against such, there is no. The next verse. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So I ask you a question. Are your affections and lusts still alive, or you have crucified them? Have you crucified them? You are crucifying. Somebody has brought it into continuous tense. He said, I am crucifying. That means every day it may come, but he crucifies it. The next day, he doesn't know what will come. If he shows up, he crucifies it. The next day, he crucifies it. But you see, the way God looks at us, God wants us to put things in the past tense so that we live from the mindset of you are dead to it. Okay? But that doesn't cancel out the reality of it showing up and you crucifying. I hope you are getting the point. So tomorrow it may come. What do you do? But in your crucifying, have it at the back of your mind. I have crucified. That is why I have the power to crucify. I hope you are getting the point. Verse 25. If we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. You say you dwell there. That means you have the ability. Paripateo. All right? I pray for you. The quality of your spirit will be seen. And as you become a better version of you, we will see you loving more. We will see you to be more meek. Do you know one quality of being meek? Like when you are meek, one thing that shows it. When you are meek, you are meek. You can't see it. Some musicians' names are coming into my mind, but they are out of church, so I can't use them as examples. Yeah. Yes. There's a particular musician. He's not meek at all. He's not meek at all. When you are meek, it doesn't matter how powerful you become, or even wealthy you become. You see, you maintain a set. You stay low key. Look at how powerful Moses was. But the Bible says he was the meekest man on the face of the earth. A man who could part the Red Sea. But when you meet Moses, few words. When you see a man who is not meek, he has parted the Red Sea. My God. I tell you, Jai Shishiro, Unya dia, Nanya Shishi. Stay low key. Nadia Yamipes or Yon confound ye, debe. Tubo. That's why people follow. They don't stay meek. So you realize that eventually they fall. The small prosperity you saw, now we should leave you. Now you have hair, you have hip names. Just say, when you to me and you 1, 2, 3 B major, they one state, they hey, show after state, yeah. Anyway, I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is that be meek, because your car is taxi in somebody's country. Be meek. Stay low. Stay low. That's your TV. They are using it to play TV game in a certain shop. Stay low. Stay low. What have you done yet? Be meek. Be meek. Be meek. Now that you had a new phone, iPhone 16 Pro Max, has it come yet? Has 16 come? You will put a mirror. Then you will stand in front of the mirror and take a picture so that we know that it is that phone you are. Be meek. Be, all those shows is not important. Be meek. Abba. God bless you. I know that the quality of your spirit is improving, isn't it? You are becoming a better version of you. When we get to the body, we will not talk about sin. Because sin is not in the realm of the body. Sin is in the realm of the flesh, which is the tilting of the mind towards evil. So when we get to talking about body, we are talking about how your material life can always see that better version that the Lord wants it to see. Does it make sense? God bless you so much. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.